You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm sure people want to see some stuff.
Where's J-Rob at?
He got some other stuff he doing and stuff. But
yeah, you said... Good. He left. He said he went somewhere on Tuesday or Wednesday, so he's been gone. So yeah,
he went somewhere. I think he went to LeBron house or some shit like that. You know,
Because Lonnie, you gotta remember when we were doing the anime show, J-Rob said he had a pack, so he had to do stuff.
Oh yeah, he had to go somewhere.
Yeah. So what's good, you filthy animals? We back for another episode of Open Field. You know what I'm saying? The gang's all here. You know what I'm saying? Riddell, Manny, Lonnie, what's good with y'all? Y'all already know how we get out. Link in the chat. Bring your greatest debates. If you got any smoke with anybody up here, this is your chance. Settle it now. Before we do all that, shout out to the GOAT member, Son of Raddus, Camatos in the Clutch, Avion Plumber. If you want to become a member, links in the description. Also, hit that subscribe button down in the on the page. That's how you also become a member as well. But yeah, man, we back, dog. It was a lot of stuff that was going on Press Box, dog. We can carry over here too, but a lot of the things I want to get into, man. The playoff picture, it's looking real not what we expect.
It's grimy.
You got some people that, you know, might be a rookie fighting for MVP contention, possibly could make the playoffs this year and shake up the scene. Deshaun Watson just got injured, so you know AFC, that's going to be a real different
good thing for my team.
Looking playoff pitcher as well. I mean, at the end of the day, with that defense, I don't know. Do y'all think P.J. Walker is enough to get them? Because you know what I'm saying? Some teams just want to make it to the playoffs. So you think
I don't think they're starting P.J. Walker. I think they're starting the other guy.
DTR. But I think they got two wins with P.J.
Yeah.
But I look at them in a similar – I look at the Browns right now as a similar situation to the Jets. But they're fortunate that they're 6-3. You know what I'm saying? But in that division right now where they still have to play most of them teams again, it's going to get rocky. It's definitely going to get rocky.
Yeah, my thing is right for the Browns and the Steelers, to be honest, because I think Steelers are frauds, but they can make it somehow flukely, very fluke playoff run. The Browns, there's some teams that are on their tail for those top seven seeds. Like the Bengals are out of the playoffs. I don't see the Bengals losing a lot of games moving forward. So the Bengals, I'm giving a playoff spot, either taking the Steelers or the Browns spot. Then at that point, you just got to keep winning enough games because we got the Colts right out looking in. We got the Bills. You know, we're trying to see who the Bills are. They outside looking in because they're 5-5. Even the Raiders and the Chargers and the Jets and the Broncos are outside looking in, trying to make the playoffs. So the Browns got to keep winning. They can't take their gas off the pedal. And if they lose more than they win, they're definitely not making the playoffs. So, yeah, it's going to be tough.
So what? It's seven teams, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be rocky. Whoever y'all put in as 7-6, I won't even be mad, bro. How it looks, I won't even be mad.
So what I'm thinking right now, for a fact, we can go ahead and say what? In the AFC, Chiefs a lot. All right, so that leaves six.
Ravens.
So you think Ravens will make it a lot?
Yeah,
right.
I don't like
how they just melt down the second half, but yeah,
okay.
I like that.
What's their record right now?
I don't think the Ravens are going to make it.
You think the Ravens are not going to make the playoffs?
No, because if you look at their division, ladies and gentlemen, the AFC division, right? The AFC North division.
If they win tonight, they locked it.
First of all, we got the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bengals. I believe the Bengals are going to go on the run. The Steelers, the fact that they're 6-3 and the fact that they're winning games off their defense alone is just crazy. Their defense have been a top tier defense every year. They've been consistent. The Bengals, they lost to a great performance for CJ Stroud. I don't think the Bengals, and if you look at the schedule, the Ravens schedule is much tough because the Bengals got to go and face the Ravens, which I believe the Bengals will win tonight. Then they got to go to face the Steelers, which I believe they'll beat them tonight. Then they go have to face the Bengals, I believe they win tonight. And then if you look at the rest of their schedule, their schedule is good. It's good. Look at the Ravens. The Ravens, let me tell you something. The Ravens have to face the Chargers. They have to face the Bengals, the Chargers, the Rams, the Jaguars, the 49ers, the Dolphins, and the Steelers.
That is a tough schedule.
So like I said, it's a possibility that either one team or maybe two teams can make it out the division.
What are the Steelers' schedule, though?
I think two teams out of there make it out. I don't think three or four.
And matter of fact, let me look at the Steelers. Facts. Great question. Let me look at the Steelers' schedule.
All right, I got it right here. They play the Bengals. They play the Cardinals. That's probably a win. Patriots.
I don't know.
Colts. Bengals Colts? Again.
Seahawks,
the Ravens.
Yo, the Steelers' schedule is brutal. Okay, I'm stamping it right now. Steelers are missing the playoffs. I don't care. There's a missing the playoffs. Nah. The Steelers are frauds.
Yo, Tomlin's not a fraud.
I will say this about the Ravens.
You can say whatever you want about the Steelers' defense, and they are carrying the Steelers. The combination of Jalen Warren and Najee Harris.
That's what I was going to with Lamar. Lamar's gotten hurt the second half of the season the past 2 years. If he gets hurt again,
I'm not banking on an injury. But the Ravens also have an elite defense. And you could argue that their defense is carrying to an extent. But at the end of the day, comparing both schedules, there's only one team that I'm like, they probably going to lose to. That's the 49ers. Other than the 49ers, and maybe the Bengals.
I'm saying
they have a possibility of losing to the Chargers. Now, I understand they got a better team than the Chargers. But say if their defense slip up, say if their defense doesn't look the same. That's true. But say if that defense slip up, say if that offense go on multiple drives where they just can't score, be efficient in the red zone, they have the possibility of losing that game as well. They have a possibility of losing to the Steelers again. The Steelers have the Ravens number. Let's be real.
I don't think the receivers that have that same performance they had that first Steelers game.
They've been playing so much better ever since that game. Odell Beckham's been playing better. Zay Flowers been playing
better. Literally, say what you want about Lamar's but it was proven by the PFF guys. That was statistically the best performance by a quarterback what Lamar had, because if you look at his supporting cast, they were horrible. They was putrid with dropping.
Okay, they was, but I still can't ignore the fact that he did throw a red zone interception when he was getting the great field position to score a touchdown.
If we're talking about schedules, I think the Bills might miss them.
Hold on. What I'm saying is not a hot take. The Ravens or Bengals or Steelers, these teams can miss the playoffs, bro.
That's facts.
They all have a good. But I feel like the Bills have the worst schedule coming out.
I think two of them make it though, Mookie. I think two of them.
Here's who the Bills play. They play the Jets, then the Eagles, the Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers, Patriots, Dolphins.
Honestly, we've talked about it before when it comes to the Buffalo Bills, that they have an insane schedule. Josh Allen has to be an MVP for them to win. What it's looking like for me, to be honest, is the AFC is going to be filled with like three fraudulent playoff teams, to be honest, that go into the playoffs and are just going to be food for the Chiefs and then maybe the Ravens, maybe the Jaguars. It's crazy how the AFC was kind of stacking up, this elite, and then we got the Steelers being frauds, we got the Bills falling out, we got the Browns losing their quarterback. Texans, I like the Texans. They got a good team, they got a good squad, CJ Stroud playing well, but I'm not fearful of the Raiders, I'm not fearful of the Broncos, I'm not fearful of the Jets, even if Aaron Rodgers comes back, because there's no way he's coming back healthy.
What if they beat the Bills?
I mean, at this point, it's not looking like much.
You know, they beat the Bills this week. They only one game back. They half a game back in the division.
The Dolphins are 6-3, so everybody's kind of behind.
And they play the Dolphins that Friday.
Yeah.
If the Jets can beat the Dolphins, that'll be big.
Dolphins schedule a little bit easier because they play the Commanders and the Titans.
That's not an easy win. Sam Howell be balling.
Well, I'm saying it's easier than Chiefs, Eagles, Cowboys, Chargers. That's easier.
Yeah, bro. I just think the Bengals gonna make it, bro. I don't see Joe Burrow miss the playoffs. I don't see Joe Burrow miss the playoffs, bro. That's my so they're gonna win tonight. They're gonna beat this freaking Steelers, right? Yeah, they're gonna go on a run, but they're losing to CJ Stroud, bro.
But the division's chalk. If they win tonight, it's over because they 2-0 versus the Bengals in the division, and the Bengals gonna finish second in the division.
It still should be fine because that's only 5 losses, so they can still win a lot of games to make the playoffs, I'd say. Bama, you were saying something?
No, I was saying if Lamar Jackson beat Joe Burrow tonight, is he the better quarterback now?
Hell no. It's not even close.
It's
not that it's not close. It's just that Joe does
It's not even close. You got it right. It's not even close. It's levels to how great you are as a passer. It's levels to how great you are with the ball placement and reading defense. Lamar just not on that level, bro. I'm sorry, bro. He just not. I mean, I could bring up the rushing ability, but that don't overdo what somebody could do in the pocket, read defense.
I will admit, Lamar's 7-1 versus the Bengals in his career. He is 7-1. He kind of owns them, but we'll see tonight.
Okay. All right, let me ask you something. What's Lamar's record against the Steelers?
I don't know, to be honest.
He has a losing record against the Steelers. He's terrible.
I doubt he's gonna get swept by them.
Wait, who's that? Who's the home field tonight?
The Ravens.
Oh, it's at Baltimore.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow, I'm not okay. I understand he was on the field. I'm not the type of.
And T. Higgins isn't field, playing tonight. About injury.
T. Higgins not playing.
I thought he's not playing tonight.
He's not.
Oh,
but at the same time, we recognize
Hubbard's not playing for the Bengals neither.
The Ravens and the Bengals, the first time they played, even though Joe Burrow was still kind of not himself, it was still a competitive game.
Joe didn't play bad.
So it should be an interesting game.
But you guys got to remember, Jamar Chase is playing, but he still got that hurt back.
I'm not going to lie to you. Jamar's going
blood. Tyler Boyd can't drop touchdowns.
Jamar's going blood today. They have no Humphrey. He's going blood.
Yeah, Jamar's playing, but he's not 100%. So
they should be fine. It should be a good game.
Joe Burrow, bro. That's the thing with Joe Burrow, man. He make anybody look good, man. He making these nobody names.
Wanna work out Joe Burrow ring?
Who, me? I got a 2.
I haven't met 2.
Tripping.
You just like Herbert, bro. It's cool. I don't get into that.
He ain't better than Justin that. Herbert, bro.
That's cool. Whatever you want to say.
I'm not.
That's cool, bro. Whatever you want to say.
Give Justin Herbert, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. You know. Different situation.
If you give Joe Burrow Mike Williams, Keenan Allen,
Mike Williams been hurt. He's been hurt.
Then you say yesterday Keenan Allen's a top 10 wide receiver.
Yeah, he's having a top 10 season.
Gerald Everett.
It's because of Justin Herbert. Now let me say this. Mike Williams is an injury prone wide receiver. You can't even name me one last season.
No, I can agree with that. Has Keenan Allen been getting 1,000-yard seasons?
Are you comparing Mike Williams to goddamn Tyler Boyd and freaking T. Higgins?
He's better than Tyler Boyd.
He ain't better than Tyler Boyd. Mike Williams is obviously better than T. Higgins. Or Tyler Boyd. That's a fact.
Can we take a poll for the chat?
Who would you rather have, Mike Williams or Tyler Boyd?
I think Tyler Boyd is easily
mid.
It's mid versus mid.
Tyler Boyd ain't mid.
No, it's like, Mike Williams not mid. Why are we talking about Mike Williams right now?
Mike Williams is just Mike Williams is an athletic wide receiver that
gets hurt.
His route running is suspect. His hands are suspect. His agility, like I said, Mike Williams is nothing special, bro. But he does help the offense out a lot. So he's been injured. Not only that, just give me Justin Herbert, bro.
So I'm gonna be clear. Mike Williams
and also I'm hearing Bill Belichick might be the Chargers head coach next year. So.
Bro, you didn't hear that, Robert? Bro, didn't you hear like that? 1 day ago that Robert Kraft said that he's not getting fired and Bill Belichick's returning next year?
I will say this: Mike Williams does have her get injury prone. T. Higgins gets hurt too. So does Jamar Chase. They both get hurt. And the stuff with the route running, I'm giving to you, but he's a jump ball receiver. And the hands thing, I'm not giving to you. He's a jump ball receiver. He's a dominant 1v1 receiver. And that's exactly – I would say T. Higgins is a bit better, but Mike Williams is used very similar to how T. Higgins is used.
Higgins is way better. T. Higgins is a way better route runner.
T. Higgins over Mike Williams for sure.
I give him route running.
That's not running better. He has better hands. He has better hands. It's not comparable. Yeah. He has way better hands. He can line up everywhere for Mike Williams. Not only that, bro. Yes. He's better. T. Higgins is a top 15 wide receiver in the game.
When you say shit like he's just better, that's how you lose your argument.
No, I don't. I sit there and say better route runner, better hands. He's athletic.
They both vertical threats, so that better route runner shit.
Mike Williams is a terrible. Bro, Mike Williams is not.
They both jump ball threats.
Bro, Mike Williams is not a good route runner.
Y'all tripping like T. Bro, that's all Mike Williams is.
Mike Williams. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Mike Williams is just a fancy Gabe Davis, bro. That's all the motherfucker
what
is, bro.
Are we talking bro.
All this man is good at. Is jumping up and catching balls, bro.
Gabe Davis is not even good at that. What are we talking about?
No, I'm just saying. Gabe Davis is a vertical route receiver, bro. He's a vertical route receiver.
He's not a jump ball receiver.
I'm saying that's why I sit there and say he's a polished because both of these route receivers are vertical route running route receivers. But the thing about the game about Mike Williams is he's better than Gabe Davis because his ability to jump up and catch contested catches and contested balls and stuff like that. That's why he's better than Gabe Davis as well. That's why
are we going off Madden stats or something? Like, what are we talking about?
I'm fine with saying Mike Williams is better than – I'm fine with saying T. Higgins is better than Mike Williams because I agree. I don't think there's a gap.
So where do you have Mike Williams ranked in the league as a wide receiver? Because I want to know.
He's a top 40 wide receiver.
Mike Williams probably top 30, and then
T. Higgins is what?
Top 20, 15. He can make arguments top 20. 15.
25?
Mike Williams is 25, 30. T is like 20, 25, maybe.
Y'all nasty, bro. Y'all just
it's not
Mike
nasty.
Mike Williams is not on top 20 receivers, bro.
Smitty really play the same role. T. Higgins and Smitty play the same role.
Like I said, there said.
Smitty? T. Higgins?
They play same role. They don't play the same role?
The same role? No. T. Higgins is the
jump ball receiver. I'm not talking about that. They both would shine way more if there was in other situations. Way more.
I would agree. I'm high on
T. Higgins is the number one receiver anywhere he goes.
That's not true. There's a lot of number one receivers on teams right now.
That's what I mean. No, I'm talking about besides.
The in the chat. Is he better than St. Brown?
Yeah,
Amaro and T. Higgins is interesting.
I think it's close.
I think St. Brown is better.
I'm not a stat merchant.
I'm going Sun God.
Yeah, I'm going St. Brown.
Sun God more versatile.
Slide the whole game.
Football is positionless.
He don't play
Jamar
in the slot.
Jamar Chase,
Cooper Kupp worse than T. Higgins then by that definition?
It's not even, but you can't use the slot against him because where football is now, based off of where defenses is, it's not about just, putting somebody in the slot. It's about taking advantage. It is about the best way to take advantage of a matchup. So the most underdeveloped positions for his coverage in the NFL is linebacker and safety. The only way you can exploit that with a good receiver is put your best receiver in the slot. That's going to force the defensive coordinators and the defense. It's going to instantly put them in the limbo because now I got to figure out who I'm going to put right here because – if I put my best receiver in the slot, that stops him from getting jammed by somebody like Jalen Ramsey, AJ Terrell, Jair, all of that stuff. That eliminates all of that. So I got you, but
I value receivers who can win on the outside, bro. One on one.
If all you can do is win on the outside and you can't win on the outside, then like.
Amon Ra
is better to me. He's better. He's more versatile.
He's a better route runner.
Better hands.
faster.
General
more of a big play. He might not be a game breaker. He's not as strong, but he's
a better jump ball receiver. But I think Amon Ra is more consistent, and he's obviously he has the yak.
No, Amon Ra is a better vertical yak player as
well. You put Amon Ra on his. You put T. Higgins on his own. Y'all watch.
You know what? Let's make things interesting. I'm gonna name some receivers, and y'all say if you all take T. Higgins.
We did this already.
Now we're doing it again. We gotta have to do it again, bro.
Well, we named 15. He was at 15. He was at 15. Like 16.
I'm saying that there's an argument that T. Higgins is around 20, maybe outside the 20.
No way. He's better than DK Metcalf. If you put DK Metcalf over him.
I think he's better than DK Metcalf.
Okay.
I think
20 something. Yeah,
I respect Tyler Lockett though. And Tyler
Lockett, bro, stop, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy how y'all like Amara Ron's versatility. Just y'all like his versatility, but don't
live in the slot.
But y'all like Deep. Y'all don't like Deebo though. That don't make no sense.
I like Deebo.
And Mookie, you must be talking about early. You must be talking about early because
at the end of the day, bro, this is football, bro. Like I don't care, bro.
How you get it done is how you get it done.
I'm in agreement with Lonnie right here, bro. Because like at the end of the day, when he plays receiver, bro, he wins his matchups. I mean, if you just expect him to go for 250 yards at receiver, boo fucking who, because at the end of the day, he has another element which he can take handoffs and jet sweeps and all of that. So if I'm playing football, bro, I'm going to use all my talent. I'm not just going to do one thing just because you want me to do one thing.
Yeah, no, but the thing about my route is
like T. Higgins limited. He run every route in the route book.
No, I'm not saying T. Higgins is limited, but what I'm trying to tell you with T. Higgins, unlike a lot of other receivers, you got Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, and T. Higgins
still get off.
But regardless, you can get off in offenses like that, especially like the Bengals.
It's like Dolphins. Smitty, bro. It's like Smitty. He could get off anywhere. He got AJ Brown.
But have a flock of receivers around him.
Yeah, T. Higgins benefits from like schemes that are not trying to double team him all the time because Jamar Chase is on the field.
But can I be applicable to Mara? They put him on a slot, so it's hard to double team somebody on a slot.
It's harder, what? But that doesn't mean that you can't double team.
Whose job is harder? Let me ask you a question.
You just have to exhaust
more resources. Amara, as a number one option, Amon Ra is harder. Yeah, I'll go.
You think it's harder to win in the slot than to win outside?
No, but I'm saying it's easier.
So how's the job harder?
Because T. Higgins is the number two receiver. He doesn't get primary coverages on him like Amon Ra does.
He's a number one.
But he's looked at as a number two because he is a number two. Because Jamar Chase is on the team.
Yeah.
Someone sent early the link.
Yeah, I'm going to send it in the chat right now. Early, just join up.
Send it, yes.
Yeah, early hates it.
Early not in the group chat? What the
fuck? Early doesn't use
Telegram. There's only one there's one person that I really like that I put him over T. Higgins. I'm not gonna lie. I like Brandon Ayuk. I like him more than T. Higgins. That's me. I like him more as a receiver.
That's an interesting conversation.
I like him a little bit more because I like route runners, bro. That's my shit.
What's going on, Bama?
I like people who win one-on-one matchups.
Who's better, T. Higgins or Garrett Wilson?
Oh my God, Garrett.
Garrett.
Garrett, what?
Garrett can do everything.
Garrett Wilson could do everything. He doesn't have a flaw at receiver.
He don't have a flaw. Now y'all glazing.
All right, I'm not going that far to say he don't got flaws. But
what can he do? He can run routes. He fat. He got jump ball. He got hands. What he can't do?
Yards up.
You can line him up anywhere.
Well, I'm not gonna say he's a perfect receiver.
No, he got yeah,
too. Hey man. What the fuck does T. Higgins do for you to say he a number one, dog?
That he a number one? Oh,
what the fuck?
What do you do? Meek is back early.
T. Higgins.
Let me ask you a question,
bro. Where is my bread, bro?
Let me ask you. Wait, hold on. Let Early get this off.
So first of all, I'm on your ass, me. First and foremost, it's the same shit I did with Juju Smith-Houston. He was putting 1,300 yard season when he was the number two.
What's wrong with your mic, nigga?
Besides AJ Brown, and then when he became number one, he
your mic taking a shit, bro. Your mic taking a shit, bro.
Yeah, your mic is popping a little bit. Your mic is popping a little bit.
That cheap ass mic, nigga.
But I got my head in my head. Can y'all hear me?
You're doing the same shit.
Meek, you're muted.
So here's the thing.
We can't hear you.
Who muted? Me?
Meek.
Oh, so here's the thing. Y'all did the same shit with Judas Smith Houston when he was putting up 1,300-yard, 1,400-yard seasons. Oh, he could be a number one.
Are you not a church organ? What is happening?
You're nasty, bro.
Juju and T. Higgins are like not comparable.
Are not the same.
It is, though. It's similar situation. No.
I'm on Mike's side right now. We good?
We understand.
I think Juju Smitty and T. Higgins are the same person, bro. They play the same roles. Smitty and T. Higgins play the same exact role. They both number one receivers. If they go to another
team, we all right?
Don't got a number one receiver there yet.
Yeah, we can hear you.
That sounds better.
Y'all said he was that guy, and then when he got that number one corner pressure and that number one corner play, he had the same guy. Don't tell me a nigga who's never been.
I see T. Higgins ball
until he proved to be a number one.
Jamar Chase went out and then went 5-1.
Yeah, this
has nothing to do with him being a number one receiver though.
This is not comparable, bro. Juju Smith-Schuster, what made him good enough is that he was a good enough route runner, not the greatest hands to expose seconds.
Can I ask what the conversation is?
T. Higgins' skill set can work on any corner.
Number one wide
There's not many people who can
say that when it
Early always says crazy
who
stuff.
Who can this deal with Rudy T. Higgins on a jump ball? What are we talking about?
Early always talking crazy, bro.
He's never done it.
He has done it.
He hasn't done it at a consistent rate.
He played well before Jamar Chase joined the team.
T. Higgins had a whole year as number one with a game plan against him. He facing doubles. He had a whole year of that.
What, his rookie
year?
No,
he didn't have a whole year because Jamar Chase
was on the team. Exactly. So stop telling me he's a number one and can take number one cover corners on a consistent
basis. You can't prove your case if you don't have a sample size saying he can.
Jamar Chase missed 6 games last year. T. Higgins went off.
Yeah,
there are plenty of
he went 5 games, my boy.
6 games.
5 games. He did not complete 17 game season as the number one option.
How many games Joe Burrow missed their rookie year?
Joe Burrow's rookie year, T. Higgins played well. Him and Tyler Boyd.
He had 908 yards. 67 catches.
Fill me with that
13.6.
You think Smitty's
the number one?
But you know what? Here's the thing. I think Smitty has number one potential, but
and T. Higgins don't
become a number one.
Smitty, you crazy?
Wait, why does T. Higgins have number one potential? I don't get this.
This nigga nasty.
How many corners can match his size and his jumping ability?
You can say that. You can say that about a lot of receivers. You can say that about like DK Metcalf, but he's not the best receiver in the league.
Chase Claypool.
I'm not saying that, but
not too many DBs can match his athletic ability either.
Okay, but the point is, we're saying if he's a number one, DK is a number one.
Huh?
And that's what we're saying about T. So you're just proving my case. You're proving my case.
Is he the number one or is it Tyler Lockett?
He goes bun
off.
I tell you what. What's going to happen?
DK is the number one on other teams.
If you think he can be that guy, someone's going to come along and going to drop a bag on his head to be the number one.
No, next year. He's a free agent next year.
They're going to drop a bag on his head. They're going to drop a bag on his head.
He's the number one receiver, bro.
We thought Kenny Galloway was the number one.
None of the niggas y'all name is not better than Keenan Allen, bro.
I hate when
Keenan Allen, who's putting up a top 5 season this year, is not in these conversations, bro.
What does that have to do with someone being top 5?
Mookie, don't lie. T. Higgins with Justin Herbert, what he do?
Oh, he have another historical year.
No, not Justin Herbert. I'm talking about T. Higgins.
Oh, you say if you put T. Higgins with Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
Oh, he be cooking. He be cooking. Mike Williams. He'd be way better than Mike Williams.
Hey, fellas, fuck all that.
What do you mean you're saying, whoa? He's better than Mike Williams. He's way better than Mike Williams. No, stop it. Stop it. Mike Williams.
Let me get the floor.
We got to put collections up.
Mike,
what's going on with that bread, man?
Oh.
Let me talk.
Now the way the Cowboys play, man, I don't feel like this is right. The way they performed, I feel like this is uneven, bro. Let's be real. Y'all gonna put me on full screen, bro. Y'all didn't have to
pay that man.
Meek, I'm gonna be real with you. If they would have won, you would have wanted your money, man. Stop playing, man. Come on, pay that man his money, bro.
We don't want to hear none of that. Pay that man his money.
That's the point. Can the Giants win the game first?
No,
bro. Hold on, what was the bet, bro?
The bet was I gave him. Look,
you can take about full screen,
right? The spread was -3. I said, Meek, I will give you a -6.5-7 spread with the Cowboys. I'll give you some more points. I got the 49ers blowing them out. You know, as you know,
the
niggas afraid. Me and Mook bet $100. Nigga never paid me, dog.
So not only did he give you extra, he gave what you didn't pay the man?
What's up with all these?
He gave you a handicap.
Nah, you gotta pay this man.
This is the platform
we stand on business. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta pay this man. You lost and you still didn't pay the man. That's shiesty, bro.
Yeah. Niggas get hurt like that in real life, man. Like,
shut the fuck up, love, bro.
Niggas get hurt like that in real life, man. Shut your broke ass up, nigga. Pay your fucking money, nigga. Pay your dues, nigga. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
I can't bet no nigga.
Pay that nigga his money, nigga.
Fuck wrong. He gave you an odds boost.
No bitch ass ain't got your money, nigga. Pay that nigga his money, bro. Broke bitch ass, nigga.
Language. I ain't coming at you hard like that. All I'm saying is, if it was me, I'd have had your bread to you, Meek.
Early,
this is your fourth time getting. Hold on. Early, this is your fourth time getting robbed on the internet, boy.
I'll pay you.
I mean, you lose the bet, you gotta pay. That's how it be. That's
didn't you say you were gonna pay him last time when you were up here?
Yeah, he did.
Can y'all get off this bike?
I'm just saying. You said last time, I'm gonna pay you.
Mm. You know you can go to jail for this shit, right?
You can go to jail for this shit.
You know you can go to jail.
You got you on tape.
With no license, you can go to jail.
What are you talking about? Go to jail.
Oh, but it wasn't even a crazy number though. Mookie was a clean little hundred, man. It's a little hundo. It wasn't nothing crazy. You owe me
$100. This is how they lost, bro. They didn't even play like the Cowboys.
Hey, hold on. Matter of fact, speaking of betting, J Rob. Hey, I remember we bet $200, bro, before the season started on By Any Means podcast that Lamar Jackson would throw for 4,000 yards. I'm going to go ahead and pull that film up, boy. But it don't look like he's throwing for 4,000 yards this year because Sam Howell got more passing yards this nigga. Jared Goff got more passing yards.
Derek Carr has more. I already know Mookie up here ain't on Lamar Jackson.
All I'm saying is, go ahead and pay that hundo, man. I got to stand on business.
No, I'm telling you this. J-Rock, I'm going to look at one of them episodes.
He's at 2,000 right now.
You heard me? But Lamar Jackson ain't throwing for no 4,000 yards. So I'm going to need that little money. You know what I'm saying?
Lamar Jackson, not passing. He's 2,177 passing yards right now. You don't think he's passing for?
He's definitely going to pass that.
No, he's not.
Projected for 3,700.
When has Lamar Jackson ever passed for 4,000 yards?
He's always been injured.
Oh, he's always been injured. Man, stop it. Even when he was healthy, he never passed for 4,000 yards.
Yeah, this is hilarious, bro.
What are we talking about here, bro?
Man, you're lucky you didn't. Hey, Mookie, you're lucky you didn't make that Justin Herbert bet though. for that 6,000 passing yards.
Let me tell y'all something.
6,000 is crazy.
In 2018, in 2022, Lamar Jackson was ranked 37 out of all the quarterbacks in passing yards per game. In 2020, he was ranked 40th. In 2019, he was ranked 31st. So passing yards per game is not his forte, bro. He's not passing for 4,000 yards, bro. Never and never would.
I'm going to tell you why. Because the scheme of the team is run heavy. They're not adding the ball out.
Stop it. Hold on. Even this year, he's ranked. Even this year, he's ranked 20th. Even in this year, he's ranked 20th in passing yards per game. You're cooked.
He could still get 4,000 yards being 20.
He's not getting 4,000 yards, bro. He's not.
I mean, he's projected for 3,700.
That's not 4,000. You cook.
Not 4,000, but if he has a crazy game,
if he has a crazy game,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think he can get it.
Hey, look,
if he doesn't get it,
hey man, fuck Justin Herbert.
I'm not a hater. I like Lamar from my state. Lamar from Florida. Lamar from the state. I ain't gonna hate on him. He's from Florida, but I don't think he's
here. Early, I don't even know if Meek is here, bro.
No, I said, no train.
Yeah, what's the next topic? Where's the playoff?
Hey, man, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, playoff prediction for the NFC.
Ooh.
My Saints.
Eagles going back.
My Saints, baby, we looking good, bro.
Man, y'all not doing nothing. Y'all be looking to make the playoffs.
Nigga, your Steelers better be lucky y'all make the playoffs. Matter of fact, y'all not making the playoffs.
We 6-3, so it's looking down. It's looking damn good.
Mookie, the Saints are 5-5. The Buccaneers are 4-5.
Hey, let's bring them up.
Guess what? The Steelers 6-3.
They got the Steelers.
I thought the Saints was gonna win 14 games, man.
The Saints might miss a lot.
I mean,
hold on. Riddell, see, this is the thing about you, Riddell. You gotta do your research. You gotta use crucial thinking, critical thinking, right? Guess who the Buccaneers played this week?
I don't know who they play.
The 49ers. That's a blowout.
No, it's not.
Who the Saints play?
It's not.
We gotta buy this.
Week. I guarantee you, the Bucs gonna run for their money.
No, the Buccaneers is not winning that game. Put your money.
Hold on, fellas.
Not gonna lie, this game scheduled for the rest of the year.
Hold on.
Why do y'all think the Bucs just a pushover?
Hold on.
What the Bucs get y'all this year?
Fellas, please, real quick. Don't let Mookie lie to y'all. Okay. He called. Remember to start this season. He said the Saints were gonna win 14 games. Justin Herbert going to throw for 6,000 yards. Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback.
Never.
The Saints were clearly the best team in the division, which is not true. Mookie is lying to you.
Hold on. Who's number one in the division right now? Cocksucker. Who's number one in the division right now?
He called him a cocksucker.
Mookie.
Do you think the Buccaneers gonna beat the 49ers? Random.
They have a chance.
Hold on.
Answer the question.
I'll answer that question.
I will answer the question when you answer my question.
Answer my question, Mookie.
It's going to be the 49ers.
Can your Saints beat the Buccaneers? Can your Saints beat the Buccaneers?
I think we can.
I mean, they didn't.
You literally lost to them at home.
Okay, we literally lost to them at home. And we never won a division.
Your top 10 quarterback, Derek Carr, is out.
What are you talking about?
Your top 10 quarterback, Derek Carr, is out.
You say he's ass, but he throws for more passing yards. Has a better pass.
Is he a top 10 quarterback, Mookie? Is he a top 10 quarterback? Is he a top 10 quarterback, Mookie?
He's been better.
Is he a top 10 quarterback?
He's definitely not better than Lamar.
No, he is not.
He's definitely not better than Lamar.
What?
He's lying. You are lying.
What does Lamar do?
You are lying.
What does Lamar
He's do more durable to start.
What does Lamar
He's a better passer. He's faster. What are we doing? What are we doing right now? You're just lying.
I ain't going to say he's more durable, but he's more
durable. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Don't let Mookie.
I know what Lamar Jackson is, but Mookie come up with a line.
I've never seen Derek Carr overthrow a goal route, bro.
I never seen Derek Carr make plenty of playoffs.
I never seen Derek Carr overthrow a hitch route, bro. What are we talking about?
Okay, hold on.
I never seen Derek Carr win MVP.
No, hold on. Please, fellas.
MVP does make you better.
Oh, my God. Yes, in the way it does.
No, it does not. Okay, Velocity, let me ask you something. Who's better, Matt Ryan or Drew Brees? Who's better, Velocity, Matt Ryan or Drew Brees? You dumbass.
Do not let him.
I'm not saying it for the matter, but in the way it does, though.
I don't know who you are. Hold on. Hold on, sir. Do not let him change the subject. Do not let him change the subject.
No, your takes has been ass. You sat there and said Trevor Lawrence going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. Your takes is ass too, brother.
When did I say Derek? When did I say Trevor Lawrence a top five quarterback?
You sat there and said Trevor Lawrence was going to be a top five quarterback. When did I say that, Mookie?
I'm guessing you right now because you're wrong.
You sat there and said, find the clip. You said it on J Rob's show.
Mookie, I can go right now. You said it on J Rob's show, random.
With your wig on. You had them $2 wigs
on. When did I have a wig? When I have a wig on? You're just lying. You're just lying. Once again, lying. This man is just lying.
So Jay, your takes have been asked too as well.
You're just lying. That's all you're doing, right? You're just lying.
Like I said, Herbert's
not throwing for 6,000 yards. Herbert's not the best quarterback in the league. Carr's not a top 10 quarterback. It's crazy. All these lies. Just go to the season.
Like I said, this.
Keep it moving. What about the Seahawks?
The Seahawks, yeah, they're making the playoffs.
Barely.
You're a liar. You're a liar, Randy.
All right, both of y'all.
Oh, my liar.
You're fucking lying, bro.
The Seahawks is making a
play. You lied.
It's definitely going to be that way.
All right. Yeah, let's get on topic.
Don't let this man fool you. Don't let this man lie to you.
We gotta stay on topic.
I don't take Randall serious. He's an emotional ass nigga. But yeah, I got the.
Let it go.
Nigga, go get some pussy. Let it go, bro. What I'm saying is this, right? When we look at the NFC, bro, we got the 49ers, the Eagles. I like the way the Cowboys playing, but they have playing the week schedule. So I like how Dak is playing. Dak is playing tremendous these last couple of games. He's been great. Ever since the Chargers game, you know what I'm saying? But I like the way the Saints are playing too, but we lost, you know, but our defense has been terrible in the first half, which we have to get better at that. But I do think we will.
They lost a third string quarterback. Don't let them hide on that. Lost a third string quarterback. Been in Minnesota for 10 days.
Hold on. The quarterback that we lost, also lost to a guy who's only been in Minnesota for 10 days.
Don't let him misrepresent that part.
Hold on. The quarterback that we
at
lost
home to, too. That's crazy.
Hold on. The quarterback that we lost to is the same quarterback that also beat the goddamn team and the team that you think that's going to be the leader in the NFC South and the Atlanta Falcons as well.
When did I say Atlanta's going to win the NFC South?
Who you got winning the NFC South?
The Bucks, who went into your crib and
Josh Dawg beat that same Bucks.
Get your speech impediment right. Let me get some pretty quick.
Relax.
No. I'm not gonna let him talk bad. That's the
fucking cunt.
He's a liar. Look at him. Look at him. Look at how mad he's getting.
He's going wild like that.
Take a wig off.
Yeah.
Learn how to spin.
And that miserable ass room that you stay in, nigga.
Look at him.
Yeah, mute that clown.
Are you gonna mute me and not mute him? Riddell?
I don't have powers. I am here.
Man, but mute that.
Y'all, not gonna lie. Y'all need to chill out. Etiquette. Yeah, you know both mute
and unmuting. So stop before I take off my belt.
Bro, need a butt, bro. Bro, need an ass with it, bro.
Oh, damn, bro. All right, bro. We speak about the NFC. I do got a question for people here because
I still didn't get paid. I'm just saying.
At the beginning of the year, you know, one of my agendas that I was pushing was obviously I think the Vikings were going to be better than the Lions. So if at the end of the season, do we think the Vikings can take the number one seed from the NFC North from the Detroit Lions?
No, not from the Lions.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not gonna lie to you.
They literally have a third string quarterback. What are you talking about?
I think one game. Josh has been playing great. No, he's been playing great. I think one game. I want to see how they play with Jettas. I gotta see how they play with Jettas.
Mookie, you used the wrong no. What kind of American education system got me? Yeah.
But go ahead. I don't know what you're talking about.
But. Damn,
I'm gonna do a look. I know y'all just gotta see what Lonnie's talking about, bro. It's just
education system failing us, bro. Oh my god.
Oh, you did use the wrong. Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm curious to see what happens with Jettas too.
Yeah, I want to see how they play with Jettas because I did mention this, but people were like looking at me sideways that they think they're gonna be better with Jettas. I saw that they were 1-4 they were 1-4 with him and 5-0 without him. I understand, like, he's a phenomenal receiver. He's top 2, top 3 in the league. You feel me? But at the end of the day, that's
cool. That does require a little bit of context because their schedule.
Because the other people are getting off. You feel me? Jordan Addison is balling. Hockenson's balling. You feel me? They're definitely going to get less touches because we know how the Vikings ball. It's Jettas' ball.
Of course. So, I would say, though, my thing is I think they will be fine. Overall, because this only helps Jefferson because they can't just double team him because Addison is a monster. Hockenson is that dude. The earlier in the season, the reason why they were losing is because they were just facing better teams. That was like the biggest thing. They played the Eagles, they played the Chiefs. They're just losing to better teams at the end of the day in close games. I mean, they fortunately beat the 49ers, of course, as we know. Their schedule later on is a bit easier. And the team is getting better. The defense is better. The O-line's playing better. The run game still sucks, so that's never going to be a thing. And Jordan Addison's cooking. So I think this should be good for Jefferson because someone relieving pressure off of Jefferson is only just going to help Jefferson. So I think they should be
fine. I would like to say the reason I don't think, if I'm being 100% honest here, the Lions are what, 7-2? So the three-game lead behind the Vikings. So the Lions have to collapse.
The Lions are 7-2. The Vikings are 6-3.
And who's that word?
6-3. They're 6-3 or 6-4.
The Vikings are 6-4. Lions are 7-2.
But who is that?
Talking? Wait, what is going on right now?
That was me. My bad. I'm at work.
Oh, he's at work. Okay.
You about to get your ass fired.
Meet your background. Mookie, relax. Let me finish my pet statement before I gotta go.
Stop letting him get to you.
So, yeah, it's all right. I'm chilling right now. He's the one who started
your boss said
get abiding by the laws of etiquette. It's all right.
Your white boss said get your ass to work, nigga.
It's all right, bro. We know you failed your classes, bro. It's okay. We know you failed your classes.
Get your ass
okay,
to work.
I'm just trying to talk here.
I'm talking to myself.
I think that the Lions are just a better team. Top to bottom, and I understand that Josh Dobbs has been playing well. He's still new to the system, and by the time they play, no matter how well I think the Vikings will be playing by the time they face off, I just think at that point it might be too late, and the Lions are playing so. I think by that point it'd be too the lead would be too insurmountable. Plus, and they play at the end of the season, so any chance for them to radically flip the division lead is up until late in the season. So unless the Lions literally have a 3-game losing streak, which is a collapse to end the season, I just don't think the Vikings have a chance to win that division straight up.
But I do think this also opens
Bama, I ain't gonna lie, Bama, working at Burger King and on the podcast, that God. Shit hit different.
Oh my God.
Hey, man, chill out, man.
This guy is a troll.
It's crazy. This is just
the Lions schedule. The Lions schedule right now.
I'm letting him troll you too, man.
True.
That's all he got.
Random, you gotta brush it off.
I'm brushing it off. He's the one who keeps talking.
I think the Vikings, I think with them, this is the thing when I look at the Vikings.
Obviously, Jed is coming back to the Vikings. Is huge.
I think Jed is coming back to the Vikings, but I also think this opens up the Vikings playbook more because Kirk Cousins was not a mobile quarterback. You know, Josh is mobile. You feel me? So this could open up the playbook way more for the Vikings, whatever they want to do.
Both could possibly make
Jettis
it,
is coming back this week, right?
I'm trying to tell y'all, bro, the Seahawks, bro, might.
I think they're making the playoffs. I think the Seahawks are making the playoffs. But that schedule is insane.
Because you got to remember the Niners.
We got to be honest about the Seahawks, though. They good, but they need an elite quarterback at the end of the day. Geno Smith is not him, bro.
Whoever said the job schedule done, is the same.
He gets the job done.
But they want to win a Super Bowl, right? They got to get the job done against the Niners.
Bro, they got to face the Rams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the 49ers again, the Eagles.
Oh, that schedule
is
crazy.
The Titans that's the only easiest part.
That's gonna be a crazy schedule.
I just told you they got a crazy schedule.
Make the playoffs though.
Hold on. Whose schedule is it?
If the playoffs started today, that's the Seahawks. If the playoffs started today, the Seahawks will be in, right? If the playoffs started today,
yeah, they're the third seed, I think.
I think they'll face my Saints in the playoffs. I don't think.
Yeah, they'll definitely.
They're gonna beat your Saints.
No, they're not. I'm gonna tell y'all something. If the Saints figure out their first half defense, bro, because it's been absolute they've been the worst defense in the first half in the last, I'll say, 4 to 5 games. They'll probably be undefeated in these last 4 to 5 games, bro.
But they can't. First half.
No. If you've been watching the games, part of the reason why the Vikings beat us because the stuff that they had, it was like 27-3 in the first half.
Cooking.
Yeah, I really don't want to hear it, Mook.
How long is Derek Carr hurt for?
He has a concussion. He all right.
He don't need to come back, really. Y'all need to hold the quarterback.
Derek Carr will be back next week against the Falcons.
I'd rather keep James Winston. I'm going to be real with y'all.
Yeah, because that James Winston throwback to A.T. Perry, oh, man.
That was nice.
I'm sorry, bro.
Hold on, Mook.
I'm sorry, but I don't want Derek Carr to come back.
They overpaid for Derek Carr.
Yeah.
The Saints was in a desperate situation. There was no quarterbacks on the market that was better than Derek Carr. So we had to go get somebody. We had to go get somebody that was on the market that was a franchise quarterback. And yes, we have to pay
that franchise quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback. Derek Carr's not a franchise quarterback.
Not anymore.
The minute he left the Raiders, he's not a franchise quarterback.
No, he was. On the Raiders.
Yeah, one good ass. No,
the minute he left the Raiders, he stopped being a franchise
quarterback. He was a franchise. He was a franchise.
The minute he left the Raiders.
I'm not mad at him, bro, because 6 old seasons in 6 different years is insane. I'm not going to lie. I don't care. That's insane.
No, that's why I said the minute he left the Raiders, he's not a franchise quarterback.
I ain't going to lie. I wish the Saints would just...
I'm not gonna lie. You're gonna draft a quarterback.
But that's the thing. I want Drake May. That's the only quarterback that
I'm not
want,
gonna get Drake.
I'm gonna tell you why he wants Drake May because he plays just like Justin Herbert.
No, he does not. You don't play just like Justin Herbert. Drake May don't have no arm like Justin Herbert, bro. I watched this motherfucker, bro. This man
Drake May definitely has a fucking cannon. Drake May has a cannon on him. Is you stupid? Is you
not much?
I said he has a cannon, but his arm is not strong. First of all, he's not.
Who does Drake May play for, Mookie?
He's more like
Who does he play for? What team does he play for?
Nah, you talking about my pitch. My pitch is
better than North Carolina. North Carolina.
He said that fast. He couldn't look it up that fast.
No, I said North Carolina. University of North Carolina, bro.
Wait.
Hey, Mook, I ain't gonna lie. Mook, I'd rather have somebody like Michael Penix. Michael Penix is in a hat. It's a Heisman in Heisman race right now. What the hell is y'all talking about?
No, hold on.
I like Penix.
Velocity in the y'all missing out on the quarterback. Y'all need he in the state.
Jaden Daniels is like, I would like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels cold. Hell yeah. But hey. I mean, shit. We need a holding quarterback. I'm tired of
Kenny Penix and Bo Nix, but we gonna talk about it later.
Hell no, he's not better than Bo Nix and Do you not see the targets Jaden Daniels got?
You know what Drake remind me of? This is what I was just thinking about. He remind me of fucking like Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer. That's what
oh my god, god. This nigga.
He plays Palmer. Like Herbert. He plays.
No, he does not.
Right he's a he low key do kind of play like
NFL
Herbert.
Hold on.
He don't compare to Herbert, bro. Stop it, bro.
I see he's more mobile.
He don't play like no Justin Herbert. What are you talking about,
bro? Watch him throw the ball. You don't watch
Manny.
He don't throw. His mechanics is not just like Justin Herbert. He doesn't have the arm strength like Justin Herbert. And nor is he as athletic.
Drake May has the cannon, bro.
That's why I sat there and said
he reminds me of Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer was good. Like, it's not no disrespect.
Hey, Manny, he reminds me of a more mobile Matt Ryan. Like, Matt Ryan, but mobile. That's what I see for Drake May.
These
are good arms. A lot stronger than Matt Ryan's.
Strong arm. He's a strong arm.
Drake May puts that bitch on
Drake May is solid. I ain't gonna lie. But back to what y'all said about Jaden Daniels, though. That's crazy to me what y'all just said. He is better than
Michael Penix, though. He is.
Hell, dude. This nigga
why
got
two of the best receivers. And Michael Penix don't?
He don't have two of the best receivers in college football. He got one of them. I ain't gonna lie.
He got three, actually. He got McMillan, Pope, and he got Romeo Dunze.
I ain't gonna lie.
Malik Neighbors make up for the two of the other.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Them boy, I like that.
Malik Neighbors is nobody.
Malik Neighbors is not nobody.
He do not got Herbert's kidney, bro.
McMillan and Pope, boy. Them boy.
Jaden Daniels better than all of it, bro.
Herbert, bro. Herbert's kidney of the arm is like.
Yeah, Brian Thomas.
He better than who?
What's Jaden Daniels' ceiling?
And plus, Jaden Daniels small. I don't want no small quarterback.
If he was to play like he was coming to the league and ball, his ceiling would be like Jaden Daniels.
He need a little more weight. That's all that I can say.
Yeah, hold on. How many ACL?
Like, you just look him up.
He's like the eighth best quarterback in the draft.
He's like the eighth best quarterback in the draft.
I'm not putting him over Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Caleb Williams. I ain't putting him over Caleb Drake. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't putting him over Travis. Bo Nix.
Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix are in the same tier.
This might sound crazy. I'm not trying to be on no bias though, but I feel like Shadur really is still the guy. It's just the team, like the team playing
that
with.
Nigga got a noodle for an arm, bro. Stop saying that shit.
Shadur got an arm.
Bro, Shador had a good arm. Shador after he don't got a noodle.
I just wanted to say that.
Jaden Daniels,
bro, you look at it, bro.
Don't just say nothing crazy.
What's his, he make every throw and he could run.
This is the thing about these quarterbacks, bro.
Nobody's taking a dude that got two ACL injuries and a shoulder injury over that a dude like that.
This is the thing, bro.
All these quarterbacks that y'all sit here overhyped. This is why I don't put in a lot of stock in college. I don't know why y'all watch college. Maybe because y'all love football that much, where y'all just love college football.
Why not?
Like I sit there and said this, bro. Just because these quarterbacks are good in college, that don't mean that's going to translate to the NFL. That don't mean they're going to be good in the NFL, bro. Out of these last couple years, where can you sit there and say the quarterbacks that came from college are top 10 quarterbacks?
Where do you want them to come
Joe
out?
Burrow, shit.
Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert.
Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Young still got time.
I don't even know if he's a top 10 quarterback. I don't see no over the world. I named him better.
Mookie, I understand what you're saying.
Trevor Lawrence. This is the thing about Trevor Lawrence. He had a stint of being good. What I see for Justin Herbert and what I see for Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, they've been good for multiple years. They've been good since coming
Trevor Lawrence out of been league for 3 years.
So coming to the NFL, Trevor Lawrence was terrible his rookie year. And then the start of his sophomore year, he was terrible starter that year.
I get what Mookie's saying. That when they come out of college, now I understand not every quarterback gonna be great, but I think Jaden Daniels gonna be good.
A lot of these quarterbacks that y'all think that's good, like, oh my god, they're so good in college. Oh my god, they're not starting caliber. These are backup caliber quarterbacks.
I love Michael Penix, bro. He's
29% out the pocket, bro. Regulate, Bama Dale.
Wait, hold on, Mookie. Here's why I disagree.
Hey, Bama the best host. He let us get our shit out.
I don't like that. Y'all think it's wild. Bama the best host. Go ahead.
Michael Penix is 29% out of the pocket as a quarterback. That's not good at all. And scouts, look at that. And he got two ACL injuries, bro, with a shoulder injury. That's why he'll go to Seattle, get him,
and put him behind, you know, Smith. Wait, Manny.
I do have a question for you. Here's the thing, Mookie, to counter that.
He ain't got no ball.
What's up, Dad?
You got Jalen McDaniels as QB3, right? So right behind. I think if yours would have went ahead.
Hold on. I know you're not talking for that guy for LSU.
That's what we're talking about.
He's not starting caliber. I watched him play like a couple times. He is not starting caliber, bro.
What can he do? You see him. So you watched him. What can he do? Let me know what.
I think his pocket awareness is not good.
He get hurt easily too, dog. Like the nigga really.
That's cool. He's trying to do wild stuff. He get back up and throw for 400. He get back up and throw for 400. He get back up. Y'all said the same thing about Tenzel. Buck 60 soaking wet.
Jaden McDaniels have the luxury of playing with two of the best wide receivers in college.
None of y'all niggas knew Brian Thomas before this year.
Jaden McDaniels was a basketball player. Jaden Daniels.
Time out. Because, Mookie, you just said that you don't watch college football, but of all college football, you watch LSU games?
Yes.
He's from New Orleans.
I'm from Baton Rouge. That's my hometown team.
I'm an LSU fan.
But the thing is, Jaden Daniels could do everything. Yeah, and plus every quarterback that was in NFL quarterback had top 10 had a high level receiver in college damn near.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Michael Penix throws to dogs, bro. Quinn Ewers throws to Mitchell, Worthy. He throws to dogs, too. Bo Nix throws to Troy Franklin. Got Bucky Irving in the backfield. Bro, I'm not hearing none of that.
Daniels ain't got strong enough as an arm.
He don't got a strong arm. He don't got the strongest arm, but it gets there, and he's accurate. And what he do? Boy, that boy hits. Boom. His ceiling is Lamar. If he plays, he could play like his ceiling. If he hits the NFL, he's like the best he could be is Lamar. That's the best he can be. Like,
well, hey, he's not nowhere near mobile as Lamar Jackson. So I can't even give you that. Like,
I don't know.
Like,
bro, you gotta watch. I don't think you watch.
I will give you his strongest attribute is his accuracy, bro. But like I said, I question how
his strongest attribute is running.
But his running is not that good. Like,
bro, he just told me Jaden Daniels' ability is not good. He just told me he just ran for 260 in a game.
But his motion. Yeah, I'm from Baton Rouge. But his motion, his motioning on his pass, it lacks, bro. Now I live in Florida. I live in Jacksonville, Florida. But his motion,
like 30. Yo, Mookie is like 30 minutes away from you, bro.
Hold on,
French Quarter.
Man, shut up. His motion in his passing is off his timing. He lacks power right on his passing whatsoever. His pocket awareness is not good. What are we talking about?
His pocket awareness is not good, bro. Stop it. So no, I'm telling you, it's okay that you don't watch him, bro. It's okay. Sorry.
Bro, you think Jaden Daniels is a great pocket quarterback, bro.
He's not a pocket passer, but he can't make every throw in the book and he gets sacked every play.
The thing is, he's not that fast to me. When I see him, bro, he's like, what?
Hold on, what I'm saying.
You think he's Lamar Jackson fast?
The fact that you have to use a DB to spy on him, he's fast. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
He's 185 pounds. He's 160.
It don't matter, bro. He's slow. Lamar, not that big. Oh my goodness, bro.
Bama, hold on. This is what be getting me mad. Because, like, look, we're on. It's like 5:30 right now. We gotta think like, yo, there's probably like some kid who probably doesn't know football, who like goes on YouTube trying to learn like what the other guys are talking about in terms of football. And they go up here, they say player's choice, they click on this shit, and then they see people just blatantly lie that don't
nobody's
know what the fuck
lying.
They're talking about.
Nobody's not lying. Because y'all niggas overrate these motherfuckers, bro.
How we overrate
like, y'all
him?
Niggas think, bro.
Let me ask you a question.
He's good.
Hold on.
Mookie, let me ask you a question.
I'm saying,
what does Michael Bennett do better than him besides the deep ball? What does he do better than him besides throwing that deep ball?
Michael Bennett?
What does he do better than Jaden Daniels besides throw the deep ball?
His pocket presence is better.
His short pass accuracy, every passing ability about Michael Penix is better.
Don't do that. Jaden Daniels' accuracy is top. Bro, he has the best completion percentage.
Jaden Daniels is nowhere near as a great passer in any aspect.
Hey, nigga, are you Michael from New Orleans? Why are you rooting for Jaden
like that?
Why are you
calling him Jaden?
Yeah, I bet.
Other than being more mobile, Michael Penix. other than being more mobile, Michael Penix is better than Jaden Daniels in every passing.
Overrated Jaden.
I don't know about every passing. But here's the thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Do y'all not, bro? Y'all ain't starting to realize the target that LSU had. Brian Thomas.
Y'all not realize?
Yes, yes.
And Malik Neighbors is one of the best receivers in the
country. He got two of the best wide receivers in the country.
They got the two of the best receivers.
They go against harder defenses. It's harder to play top 10 teams on the road in the SEC rather than to play every team in your team.
I understand. I get exactly what you're saying. But they two of the best receivers. They killing these.
Wait, what's your name next to me? What's your name next to me?
It's different.
Wait, what's your name next to me?
My nigga Velocity, bro.
Velocity, yeah.
Do you think it's a red flag? I do agree Michael Penix is great, but you think it's a red flag for his injury history? Is that why you think McDaniels could be a potentially a better prospect because of Michael Penix's injury history from the ACL? This had nothing to do with his play at all. His injury history could be.
Hey, I got to ask him a question.
Man, I see what you mean. That's not really what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what makes Jaden Daniels just slight so apart is just because y'all got to realize this nigga's 185 pounds. He's a little guy. That's why Bryce Young is not being that successful in the league. He's a little guy. And he don't okay. Say he go to the league right now.
Listen.
Hold on. Wait. Say Jaden Daniels go to the league right now, and you put him in the same situation Bryce Young being. He not finna be that successful. He already knew he don't have a great
ability. Jaden Daniels a quarterback. You
hey Marley, I said it first. Shut up.
You sit
hey Bama, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question, Bama. Hold on. Let me ask Bama. Hold on, Velocity. Hey Bama, you don't think his inconsistency in his throwing motion, which can hamper his like his time and his power, the accuracy that he produced on that field goal in the pocket.
I don't know what you're watching, bro.
Look at him. Oh my god!
So with that throwing,
you talking about the hot new winner right now, bro? He's not inconsistent.
So with that throwing motion stuff, the reason why that's all of them boys fix their throwing motion by the time they get with some quarterback guru when they go to the NFL. It's actually freakish.
Jalen Hurts wasn't this
Patrick Mahomes, yo boy Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, all the great quarterbacks, they fix their throwing motion every time they go to
Bama. I think last year, like last offseason.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I feel
like Bama
last offseason.
Jalen Hurts went to Tom Brady.
But sometimes that stuff just
when we look at Jaden Daniels, right? And we look at his build. Like especially from like the lower body, bro. Like it his lower body, like his physical build is not the most athletic. So when you have like when you look at his lower body and the fact that when he sets his foot set, he would have reduced power on his throws and his accuracy as well, especially on passes on outside the number. That leaves a lot to be desired, bro. It's a lot of flaws that I've seen in this man. It's a lot of holes that I've seen in this game, and it's part not even that. It's throwing motion, but it's also, bro, his build, bro. His lower body is fucking
weird. He's
weird, bro.
You're not telling me how he can play.
You telling me how the man look. I don't care.
No, I'm giving you his physical build is lacking. His physical build is resulting to missed throws on his accuracy and reduced throwing power, bro. Especially
man,
on sideline.
Mac Jones, 6'3", 220, and can't throw 40 yards, man. Stop that build stuff, man. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Matt Jones is ass.
I think Jaden Daniels throw the ball deep far, bro.
Mac Jones never been that great if we being honest anyway. Mac Jones had targets.
McDaniels was a good 5'11".
I'm
sorry, McDaniels never been a great.
But this is the thing. Drew Brees was
Drew Brees, nobody compares Drew Brees when it comes to accuracy.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Stop it, Early. I'm about to cut them dreads off, bro.
Jaden's not that smart, but I ain't gonna lie.
I got Jaden's a good player, but if he want to be great in the NFL, he gotta get a little bigger, bro. Because like,
right, just like six, four,
think about this.
He gotta get strong.
Think about getting sacked by Max Crosby in the other world.
Them little small ass little legs that he got.
If after so many sacks, he gonna lose confidence, and that was every college quarterback coming in the league.
Football. Fair. He's not that small.
He gave me
RG3
vibes.
And he been playing against the SEC.
I would say he does exhibits like dual threat traits, right?
He's a dual threat
quarterback. What you trying to say, Dad? Let my man call that talk. Go ahead, Dad.
No, I'm saying, like, to be fair, like, I hear you guys saying, talking about his play, that's fair, like, about his play, but his build, I don't think he's that small. He's like 6'4", 215. He has been playing against SEC defenses.
He put on 20 pounds this year.
Yeah, so, like, and plus, like, he hasn't really hit his, like, man body because he's still young. He's, like, 20.
That nigga 24 years old. Don't say that. That nigga grown-ass man.
I thought
he's
22. My fault.
No,
but he can still
game. He's been in there, like. He been there for a long-ass time. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, okay.
I saw Michael Penix and saw Bo Nix. I'm not hearing none of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm not hearing none of that shit.
Okay, I understand that. What you trying to get at? I mean,
I don't think he's going to have an injury problem when he in the NFL. He doesn't really have an injury.
I'm not wishing on him, but after so many sex and
nobody want no 24-year-old quarterback who's still like.
So nobody want Michael Penix. Nobody want.
It depends where he
gets. Everybody different.
Michael Penix 24. Stop.
And then we being under Pac-12 quarterbacks run on college football right now.
I'm a Falcons fan. I want one of those quarterbacks. I'm a Falcons fan. I'll take one of those.
Yeah, Pac-12 quarterbacks running on college football right now. We just being honest.
Michael Penix about to turn 24.
But I'm going to be honest. A slip on quarterback is that damn Jackson Dart slipped on, though.
Hey, you know who's the most overrated quarterback?
He cool. He just ain't consistent.
He ain't consistent.
Don't make me mad, bro. Caleb motherfucking Williams, nigga.
What about you? I'm sorry. I don't like you, bro. Sometimes you say crazy things. This is what we're doing. And I make a lot of people cry with this tape, bro. I make a lot of people cry with this tape, bro.
Nah,
but
you want to be
Caleb Williams, bro. Like, I gotta stop comparing this motherfucker to Patrick Mahomes.
His play, nobody compared. This nigga is like Mahomes. No, it's not. It's Kyler Murray mixed with.
It's Kyler Murray mixed with Deshaun Watson, bro.
You know why I'm gonna say he's not nasty because
I mean Caleb Williams is definitely a great guy, but
I'm not gonna say he's not nasty because I don't let them
losses and stuff fool you. Caleb Williams
don't feel like Kyler Murray.
Don't let them losses fool.
Yeah, USC, you gotta remember USC like Mookie. Bro, that's
Caleb Williams. You gotta realize Pac-12 don't play.
But when we look at Caleb Williams, he doesn't.
So what we talking about?
Hold on, but when we look at Caleb Williams, like, first of all, let's look at Caleb Williams does not have the prototypical size for his position, bro. He's like 6'1", 215 pounds, bro.
And you praise Drew Brees. How tall was Drew Brees?
Can y'all stop with these dumb ass takes, bro? Hold on, stop crying. First of all, Drew Brees and Caleb Williams don't play like the same. Drew Brees don't run out the pocket, make an off platform throws, put his body in position.
He never had to. He had a great.
So when we look at Caleb Williams, right?
Mahomes is only 6'2". Let's look at the offense.
The offense that Caleb Williams plays in. He plays in an offense that consists of one read concept, bro. Like if he would get into an NFL pro style offense, bro, he would perform in a more traditional pro offense.
Hold on.
Not only that, but what does Caleb Williams play in? Caleb Williams plays primarily in shotgun, bro. So he has to work on getting under center and developing and progressing as a drop
that passer, hey, which Mookie, I don't think his style is good at to do that.
Mookie, the NFL not doing that most of the time. Watch this. Oh Mookie, God. Name your NFL team that predominantly plays.
Hold on.
Answer my question first.
You dick sucking Caleb Williams because he's cooking off that.
Caleb Williams is the best. I'm sorry, but he the best.
No, he's not, nigga. Bro, he's not even better than fucking Drake May. He's not better than Drake May.
He's not better than Drake
May. What? He's not better than Drake May, bro. He's not better.
Hold on, wait, Mookie.
He's not better than Drake May,
bro. Mookie, let me say this, Mookie. Hold on, wait, Mookie.
What defense? He's more athletic, bro. His physical traits, bro, is more conducive of winning. That's sir. He's 6'3", 6'4", bro. He's 6'3", 6'4", that could throw in a dart.
Hold on. Let me sit there and say it.
His mechanics are hit and miss. His footwork needs some cleaning up, bro. And the most part of are you gonna sit there and tell me that his mechanics are great? That it don't need no cleaning up, bro.
Yeah,
we're dick suckers, bro.
Yes, his mechanics great. Is you crazy? Then you seeing it?
So when we looking at Caleb Williams, hold on. Is Tennessee the whole? So we talking about his tendency to hold the ball loosely and run away from his body, putting him at risk of strip stack and shit like that. And you can sit there and tell me his fucking mechanics good. What are we talking about, bro? Shut up, bro.
You just don't like. I'm telling. I already figured Mookie out. Mookie like traditional.
He don't watch.
It's none noble.
Caleb Williams' mechanics, when we're looking at the way that he holds the ball, right? Where he holds the ball loosely away from his body, putting him away is more susceptible of strip sacks, bro. His mechanics need a lot of work on. He's not a good drop back passer whatsoever. He's in a simplistic offense where it mainly consists of one recovery. I don't know if he's going to perform in a more traditional pro offense.
How is it simplistic?
Oh my.
Name me a top tier defense that Caleb Williams cook in college. I'll wait.
Name me a top 10 defense that Drake cook in college.
Stop deflecting.
I'll wait.
I mean, when he was with Oklahoma, he cooked.
Hold on, Chico, stop deflecting, bro. Name me a fucking goddamn team.
When he was with Oklahoma, he cooked Texas. Texas always have a top 10 defense every year, just about.
Y'all think Caleb Williams beating up on them trash ass fucking Drake May's playing style is more conducive than Caleb Williams. Drake May is a better drop back passer. He has better physical traits. Not only that, he has a stronger arm. Not only that, he is more accurate. He don't play this football style of basketball. He don't play this backyard style of basketball where you make it all platform throws and shit like that. His play style is more conducive to winning, bro. Stop it, bro.
So how's it more conducive to winning and his team lost? His team got L's.
Well, I'm talking about in the NFL. I'm talking about NFL. I don't care. I don't give a shit of who you lose to in the college. I care about the NFL, sir.
So why
are
you telling Caleb Williams playing trash defenses?
Hey, Mookie, answer this question for me. Mookie, answer this question, because what you just said is crazy. Okay, you talking about drop back. Nobody. This is 2023. Nobody is getting under the center no more.
Caleb Williams fried Utah back-to-back years. His defense is terrible.
Mooka, answer this one question for me. Name me an NFL team in the past 5 years that won a Super Bowl with a quarterback getting constantly under the center. Quarterback, drop back. Name me one.
Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford.
Patrick Mahomes is not getting under center here. He's out. Patrick Mahomes is not a predominantly under the center quarterback. He already.
I know that, but he still gets under center and still know how to drop back. You dumbass nigga.
NFL teams predominantly get under the center no more. That is dead.
Tom Brady.
They don't watch football. What are you doing?
Russell Wilson, other than Tom Brady, he really doesn't do that. I stir fried your ass on Caleb Williams. Y'all being emotional fans.
Nigga, how did you stir fry us? Nigga, you clearly don't watch football. You too stuck on these old quarterbacks getting on running the ball here. Everybody is free offense.
How you feel about Marvin Harrison? How you like Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Marvin Harrison good. I like Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you don't watch football, though. I can't argue with this guy. This nigga tripping.
Yeah, he don't watch college football.
But this nigga talking about under the center. Under the center, nobody does that. Like, this
nigga
Marvin Harrison is...
I'm going to tell you Shador not QB1 next year.
You said Shador not QB1 next year?
QAU is back. He came back.
Marvin Harrison, to me, the games that I watch, bro, he's a really good athlete.
Bro,
Chico asked me about Marvin Harrison. I'm gonna ask you about Marvin Harrison, bro. Marvin Harrison is an elite athlete with great hands, bro. Who has a great at coming down with acrobatic elite catches. Yeah, he's a great route running. He's a supreme technician as well, bro. So I like him, bro. Like he
Caleb Williams wasn't in the draft, he'd be number one. He'd be the number one person taken.
Hey, can I ask you something?
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, and this might sound crazy, but I don't think Marvin Harrison.
Who you compare him to?
Marvin Harrison?
Yeah, who you compare him to?
I think he played like Jenner. Is Marvin Harrison, when are you gonna be in draft? Because
I don't think he's the best prospect ever, though, like people say, though.
I don't think he's the best receiver this year. No, I'm saying last year he was, but I don't think he is this year.
Malik Neighbors is definitely better this year.
I don't care what nobody says.
Malik Neighbors is not better.
Manny, to be fair, he is the most complete receiver.
I don't think he's the best prospect, how people look at it.
Hey, we talking about the best receiver.
If Jamar would have played his junior year, he would have been the best prospect ever. He didn't play.
Jamar, who's the better running back? Jamar. Hold on. I would say, no, I'm trying to talk because y'all keep on talking. I'm co-host, nigga. Now, like I said, there said the thing about Marvin Harrison, and this is the one that that worries me. Like just watching highlights, watching a couple of games, you know what I'm saying? His cuts ain't sharp as y'all would expect, given his elite athletic.
He not that great of a route runner. He got fucking good, great chase.
He not what?
He's a good route runner, not a great route runner.
I'm talking about like underneath. We're talking about underneath making sharp cuts, bro. Like I see a lot to be desired.
If we being honest, it's a lot of better route running than Marvin Harrison. You ask me, he's just a great athlete. I'll take Luther Burden route running over here. So I'll take
But it's that combination, though. Who do y'all think has been the top 10 running backs, the top 5 running backs this year?
Josh Jacobs, Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey. I want to say Alvin Kamara.
You can't say Nick Chubb because he got hurt.
Yeah, Nick Chubb got hurt.
Wait, are you just talking about this season?
Yeah,
this season.
Breece Hall.
I'll put Travis Etienne in top five.
David Montgomery balling, bro.
Hold up. So y'all think Breece Hall been the best running back this year?
No, it's not in order.
Breece Hall.
I say Quan Barkley too.
Breece Hall better than everybody. I'm a Jets fan. He better than everybody.
Hold on, Breece Hall or Travis Etienne?
Breece Hall.
He's better in between the tackles.
He a better receiving back, but even Breece Hall still gets sticky in the receiving game. So I don't know.
I'm taking Travis.
Are we doing Breece Hall versus everybody? Breece Hall or Saquon Barkley?
Saquon, nigga, it don't compare.
Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara.
It depends. They need to free that man.
But yeah, I'll say Alvin.
It's close, man. Give me Alvin. It's Alvin, no question about it.
Y'all talking about McCaffrey. They got the same exact stats. Him and Kamara. They got the same exact.
I'm talking about last seven years, their stats are identical.
Over Breece Hall?
Next one. One at a time. So we're doing Breece Hall versus everybody. Breece Hall or Tony Pollard?
Breece Hall.
So y'all got Tony Pollard. All right. Breece Hall or what's that nigga name? DeAndre Swift.
But DeAndre be cooking this shit though. DeAndre had been cooking behind the same O line Miles Sanders was cooking behind.
Early, don't lie. What would Breece Hall do behind that Eagles O line?
I said Breece Hall better. Swift been cooking this shit, but Breece Hall definitely better.
Oh, y'all think Breece Hall? Okay,
I give over B-John, but that's me.
Okay. Breece Hall.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm not taking Breece Hall.
Breece Hall or Derrick Henry.
Shut up. There's no. I'm just gonna be real, bro. Like you, Derrick Henry is a different type.
Free
Diamond.
I'm gonna say Free Diamond.
Free Derrick.
Hold on. We talking about this year. We talking about this year.
This year, Breece Hall playing better.
This year, Breece Hall, but shit, like overall, nigga, we know.
Overall,
we know
overall taking Derrick
Henry. All right, last one. Breece Hall, Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. I'm sorry. I don't go for what y'all say.
I'm still taking JT. I think.
Hold on. Why you made that face? Bro? You know Deion Taylor, Baylor, bro. Stop it, bro.
I'm a Jets fan, man. It's biased.
JT.
I'm like you, bro. I'm a little biased.
So y'all think Breece Hall is a top five running back in the league, bro?
Yes. Yeah. Right now, overall,
no. Hey, Velocity, fix your mic, bro.
Overall, no.
But we're going based off this season, based off play, then you can make an argument.
You know who I think is underrated as a running back?
What'd you ask?
I think Joe Mixon is underrated. Who should echo? I think Joe Mixon. I had to take it off.
What you mean overrated, bro? They don't
under.
Oh, underrated. I would say they don't rank him like that.
I'd say he rated.
I think he's underrated. David Montgomery underrated too. He could really run.
David Montgomery.
Let me ask y'all something. Who are y'all top 10 or just top 7 dark horse contenders?
What do you mean
in the NFL, bro? Like teams that can actually make a deep postseason run to the NFC Championship or the AFC Championship, bro.
Yeah, that's the last question.
Too. Lions,
Pittsburgh.
I hate to say,
I don't think Lions are dark horse though.
They are dark horse. Nobody got the Lions going to the NFC Championship, bro. Stop.
If I got a team,
no,
man, the Lions definitely is a dark horse. Can you crazy?
The Bengals are dark horse or not?
Yeah, they're dark horse. I'll say.
They're dark horse.
No, Mookie, because here's the thing. If they lose tonight, potentially.
But I'm not going to lie. The team that I think is a dark horse. I don't know because of the quarterback, but I think they have a good team. I think Seattle's a dark horse.
What about the Raiders dark horse? What the fuck is we talking about?
I think Seattle dog like they can catch one day. Kenny Pickett ass.
I was gonna say the Browns.
I put it like this: if our quarterback come to play, then we definitely dark horse. Put it like that.
You like the Jets? If Zach Wilson come to
if
play,
our quarterback come to play,
be undefeated.
Hey, your velocity.
Say it again.
You a Falcons fan, Velocity?
He's a Steelers fan.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Yeah, I think one team that I don't know why I didn't mention is the Saints. I think they're dark horse as well.
God,
I think that team is a team. Hold on, Bama. Why you saying,
oh my God?
Hell,
bro. I hate to say, but they're a dark horse team.
They're a team that you can look at and sit there and say, you know what? Hey, bro.
I'm going to say the Texans. Nobody said the Texans.
Oh yeah, the Texans too. Yeah, but I'm saying
if they make the playoffs,
real though. I hate to say it, but Texans definitely dark horse.
Hold on. So Bama, if we make
the playoffs, boys, say though, I'm
what's gonna happen?
If the Texans make the playoffs, CJ Stroud won the MVP.
Don't say the fucking Derek Carr with the fucking MVP.
Hold on. So let me ask you something. So is CJ Stroud gonna be the first ever rookie MVP?
No, I don't think he's gonna win it. I think you know what I really think is gonna happen. He's gonna play a team, and he's gonna play like everybody's due for a bad game. I don't care who you are, you do for a bad game. When he plays that bad game, they're gonna crucify the shit out of him to where he don't win it. True. I'm telling you right now.
Hold on, but I'm saying like if he does win it, is he the first ever?
Yes, I think Jim Brown.
Yeah,
he the first ever quarterback.
Yeah, he'll be the first. Jim Brown. It's like 50 some years old, 57 years old.
Damn.
Well, all right, that's another episode, y'all.
All right, man. Holla at y'all, man. Oh.